All right, so then I have a page that calculates the temperature dependence. The last one I gave a bunch of formulas. This one calculates the temperature dependence using a form like this. And into the form, you give the density of states at the bottom of the conduction band and at the top of the valence band. And then it turns out that the band gap for most semiconductors is temperature dependent. And the for a lot of the properties, the band gap comes into the exponential. So it's important, if it's temperature dependent, to include that. And you can find the temperature dependence for different semiconductors. And it doesn't vary very much, but you see here it is with this is silicon 1.1 electron volts, 1.166. And then the correction, the prefactor of the correction is 10 to the minus 4. So it's not really that strong a correction, but it's significant because the band gap comes into the exponent. And then you can ask it to plot over some temperature range.
All right, so I have this program. No, this one. Okay, so here's the program. Here's the definition of the density of states. First written in terms of effective masses, but that's assuming the effective mass is isotropic, and then written in terms of the effective density of states of the conduction band and the valence band. And then here I've got a plot of, you see the band gap getting smaller as it goes to higher temperatures, and for silicon, the chemical potential decreasing slightly like this. If you know the chemical potential, then you can put it into the formula for N and P. You know the potential as a function of temperature. You can put it in these formulas and you can calculate the intrinsic carrier concentration. If you plot it just linearly with temperature, it looks like this. So as you go to higher temperatures, the carrier concentration increases dramatically. This is a log scale, so it increases dramatically, and so does the conductivity because of that. And then if you plot it, it's typical to plot it in terms of 1 over T, you get a line that looks like this.
And if you change materials, I have a bunch of materials here. Okay. It gave me this warning because I tried to use a temperature range where this Boltzmann approximation wasn't valid. It says it's only valid to 800 degrees for germanium. So I say, okay. And then it only plots it to 800 degrees here. I plot similar things, gallium arsenide. And further down, it also plots the form of the internal energy and the specific heat, Helmholtz free energy and entropy. And you see that these have very different form than for metals. So the electronic contribution of the specific heat in a metal is linear with temperature. And in a semiconductor, it grows exponentially like this as you go to higher temperatures. So at higher temperatures, there's more electrons up in the conduction band, and there's a larger contribution to the specific heat because of that. Okay, I better stop. We'll continue next time. Next time, we'll also start adding dopants to the silicon.